This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Ugh, you said you were over him, but his hoodie is still in your rotation. It's time. Grab your phone, snap a few pics, and sell it on Depop. Listed in minutes, with no selling fees. And just like that, a guy 500 miles away just paid full price for your closure. And right on cue.
Hey, still got my hoodie?
Nope, but I've got tonight's dinner paid for. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. List now with no selling fees. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to The Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, sitting here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Jake Hollywood Iverson. How's it going, brother?
Unfulfilled. Tags.
But you're getting hydrated.
Correct.
Yeah, but unfulfilled tags, yes. And that is going to be the topic of discussion. While you're in the process of getting hydrated, since it's Friday, let's work on getting dehydrated.
What is he about to pull out? Oh, come on.
That's a Castle Cream Ale.
Okay.
And since I'm still on my 75 hard, 150 days into my 75 hard, I'm going to crack open an Lagunitas IPNA.
I was going to ask you how many days you're at. I thought maybe you were at like 200 something.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Getting there. Let's see. It was January 13th. It was the day we got back from ATA.
Oh, that would make sense.
So now we're, what, 4 months and 4.5 months.
Yeah.
So, anyways, cheers. I still like the taste of beer. Damn. Actually, you picked this up for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Last week.
Hopefully it tastes good.
They are. They're good. I really like them. I'm glad you asked me about Athletic, though, because that's the one that I, the only one that I don't like.
Yeah. One of our buddies was up at the volleyball game last night and slamming those down again, and I'm like, man, Rick would be so mad right now.
I don't know if I'd be mad, but kind of part of my thing is, too, is just the expense, you know? It's just a silly amount of money, right?
Oh, it is.
Especially when you're an alcoholic. No, it just is. Alcohol in general. Like, it's pricey. You know this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so I don't mean to imply that I was an alcoholic. That was kind of a joke, but
yeah, you kind of had me tripping there.
But the point I'm trying to make is that when all you do is substitute a non-alcoholic beer, now you're not really saving any money.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
About the same. It's the same price.
It's still expensive. I about fell over when I saw the price initially. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
This is a fun, bubbly drink, I guess. Jeez.
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, but it doesn't dehydrate you like regular beer does, so there's that.
I thought we were about to have a little session over here, like, let's talk about your demons, Rick. Let's go.
No, we'll save that for my therapist.
Yeah, exactly.
In any case, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. You can find the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so make sure you head on over there. Give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And, of course, if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. So, back to kind of what we were talking about. We're just coming off of this, like, wild whirlwind week of this giveaway and this collaboration that we've been doing with Dialed and with Stokerized. And that's been going really well. Thanks so much to everybody for participating in this giveaway. We're going to continue to run it for another week. So if you haven't already, share it with your friends. Let them know how they can go about getting registered for that. We're giving away a Dialed proof mover bow sight, giving away a limb-driven arrow rest, Stokerized stabilizer, and a unreleased product. That we'll be sending out to the winner as well. So it's like a $1,500 package, and it's been very well received. We've had a ton of participation, so thank you all so much for that.
Yeah, it's a big package. I even put myself in it.
Yeah.
Hopefully I win it.
Yeah. If you do, there's going to be a lot of mad people, I'll tell you that.
They can have everything but the site. Go right ahead. I'll send you everything else. Don't need it. I think I'm good there.
Yeah. But, yeah, so anyway, and thank you for that, too, because that helps with our engagement. So Dial just sent out their email to their list, just came through
nice.
Today. And so that's probably going to give us an influx. We've had a number of people sign up for the newsletter, so that's great because we want more people that actually want us in their inbox.
I don't think I got it. I'm going to have to talk to Scott about that one.
Well, have you ever gotten any of their stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they sent it. They somehow have a dynamic list that only sends it to the people that have the site already, which would make zero sense because you want people that don't have it to win, right?
Yeah, so, I could have blacked out. I could have just totally just deleted. I mean, I'm on 2 straight days of turkey hunting, and I'm half-brained right now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have just deleted it right away. I'll have to double check.
Yeah. Well, in any case, we're talking about, we're circling back around to the turkey hunting conversation. We, you and I got out this morning at our, at my usual spot anyways. This is the second day that you and I have hunted out there. And probably the second day we've ever hunted together.
Yeah, because it was only the first day when we brought Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thought, out of the years that we've known each other, we've golfed together how many times?
Shot tournaments, archery tournaments.
I mean, we've done a lot of things. But then the first time I ever hunt with the owner of Vapor Trail is also the first time I ever hunt with you.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
first time we ever brought Rory, I should say.
Yeah. It's just how it goes. I think in all the years, what, it was like almost 10 years I worked with Ears, we went on one turkey hunt together.
Yeah, that was your hunt or trip to Nebraska, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just when you work together, it's like almost impossible to get out together, you know. But but we're trying to change that.
Well, and when you're typically on different cycles of drawing tags,
mm-hmm.
we'll save that maybe for another time too, but typically you don't get to hunt with each other either. But
yeah, typically.
Things are changing.
Yeah, typically we're on a different cycle, but
yeah.
it's going to be an exciting year.
Yes. And
as you said, we will save that for another time. But yeah, so as far as the turkey hunt went this morning, it, like you said, unfulfilling.
Yeah.
Other than we actually saw birds the previous 2 days I hunted over today. Boy, this stuff is making me burp.
Okay. Pay extra for extra burps, I guess.
So what was I talking about? We were talking about unfulfilled.
You
tags
needed me just to see a bird, but
yes,
nothing within mortar distance anyway.
Right? Yeah, no kidding. Like, you couldn't have even sniped those things with like the most high powered rifle.
No.
And then we just sat there. There was like six Jakes, and they were just goofing around in the field, beating each other up for like an hour.
Yeah. Did you see the one Tom jump up on top of the fence?
No, I missed that.
He sat up there for like just a second. I'm like, what the hell is going on over there?
Yeah. Just goofing around over there where we don't have access. And I've even asked to get access over there, but it's like state ground and it's a historical, site. So they won't allow it. Although they have given us permission to, you know, track onto their property. But aside from that, there's nothing we can do. So they've got this little refuge that they just hang out in.
Yeah.
And I mean, you'll see the workers out there and they'll kind of spook them off a little bit, but they don't go very far.
Yeah.
As soon as they get over the line where they can be hunted, man, they are just like on alert.
I was just going to say that they seem, they're very comfortable on that side of the fence for sure.
Yes.
Hence them playing around and jumping around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's all there really is to be said about that. We didn't even sit very long. I mean, it was like 7:20 and I had enough. I'm like,
yeah.
And you sent the perfect meme to, you sent me a text and we're like, cause we sat separately. Hollywood sat in the blind. And then I just kind of sat out in the open with an ultimate predator silhouette decoy attached to my bow. And I was, you know, I figured we could cover the two main funnels that they come through when they come through, if they come through.
Mm-hmm.
And so you text me after a little while and you were like, hey, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you could see that, but this is the meme he sent me. He asked, where do the turkeys go? And I said, the turkeys do what they did, what they do.
Yeah.
And then he sent me that. And I was like, that's pretty much exactly what happened. Cause I'm looking out in the field with my binoculars and I can see them all sitting out there. Look down at my phone for 30 seconds, look up, completely gone. Like, can't even see a head, can't even see. And I looked for, you know, a couple of minutes to see if something would pop up. Nothing.
I didn't see nothing at all either. Like, I mean, when the toms first came out, I mean, they were so far away again. Like, I'm sitting there with the 10x42s. I'm like still straining to see, like, what are those birds? But then, like, you just had a good vantage point where you were, as you know, tucked back a little further, a little lower in the blind, all
that. Yeah, you've got, there's kind of like a little bit of a mound there.
Yep.
in between you and the birds, and from my angle, I can see around that.
Yeah, so you could see a lot of the stuff sooner, but yeah, I mean, initially when we saw those toms, I'm like, oh, this is going to be an hour at least, so yeah. I'm just going to turn around and sleep.
Yeah, that was actually not a bad idea, because I certainly, you would have heard about it real fast.
Oh, yeah.
If they started coming over.
Guaranteed, and then I think it's like, I don't know how much later it was. And I mean, the day before I had 4 hours of sleep and went out at, you know, got up at 3:30, 3:40, and the same today, you know, I had a couple more hours sleep, but it catches up fast. But yeah,
two nights of that and I'm toast.
Yeah. So I'm going to be happy for tonight. But yeah, then those jakes came out and it's same thing, you know, I'm just like looking, and then I did the same exact deal. Just went on my phone. Like I said, no, I didn't tell you. I was actually on Marketplace buying golf balls.
Oh, nice. That's what I love about turkey hunting, man.
Just, like, whatever. Just doing other stuff. And then I look back up, and then I think that's when I like asked you, I was like, where'd the birds go? I'm like, dude, they should have been here by now if mm-hmm. they're coming, because I thought they were. But mm-hmm. nah, ghosts. Ghosts. So this is it for me. My year is done, so... tomorrow I'm golfing, and Jeremiah, of course, always thinks there's time to do more hunting. He is right, but I'm not doing that. So
I'm kind of with him a little bit on that. I think you need to get your priorities straightened out a little bit more, because you got all summer season to golf, bro.
Not enough time here in Minnesota. It's golf season. There's no birds, that like me anymore. So, I could, but the other problem is too, there's like a, what would you call that? Like one of those, town fairs or whatever. So,
We
have some friends coming over tonight and then tomorrow, and I'm a little scared. If it doesn't get too rowdy tonight, then I'll just go, but I'm just worried I'm not going to have any sleep. So
pioneer days, man.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to get rowdy, but I'm just worried the house is going to be nice and loud. So
yeah. Yeah, when I lived up there, we would always frequent the, is it still a Legion that's there?
Yeah, yeah.
So we would always go over there, and then you bounce between the Legion and the bowling alley.
Yeah, so our volleyball is at the bowling alley there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have yet to step inside a Legion. Legion's always like, I don't know, I was a little too scared to go in there.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not right going in there, but I've heard there's cheap beer, so.
Yeah,
oh yeah, know. Dude. We went to... the bowling alley, obviously, for our volleyball stuff, and then after that went to the golf course to eat. So
you got volleyball tonight?
No, it's just every Thursday.
Oh, every Thursday.
We had a doubleheader last night. Yep.
If you ever need a sub, dude, holler at me.
I should have hollered at you last night. That's like, I could complain about my competitive nature on a different podcast. My team sucked.
Yeah, that's tough. So, that's really tough. We did that for many years, and you just like, I don't know. It does. It gets really disheartening when you like lose every single game.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one year where I was like, I'm like, Murphy, I'm like, we're going to get ourselves a good team this year. And so poor Nikki and a couple of the other gals, I'm just like,
oh,
sorry about it.
Yeah, get out.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I'm not super competitive, but I still, I mean, you gotta get a win once in a while for crying mm-hmm. out loud. It's like,
that's just tough when you're the only one spiking and setting correctly, and
or like when people are colliding.
Yes,
you're just like, bro, you just have to play your spot. Like, you don't have to be over here. And then every once in a while, you'll get a guy that feels like he has to do that,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, come on, guys, let's be a team here, you know? It's just,
well, my other problem is, too, like, some of our friends, they're just doing it for fun, not the most in shape. But they'll lay on
a pitcher of beer before you start.
Yeah, that, too. But they'll lay on the effing ground after they dive for, like, it feels like an eternity. I'm like, get your ass off the ground. I don't care how old you are. We are. I don't care what hurts. Get up. Get back in the game. And they'll just be sitting there, like, laying. I'm like, I'm going to stomp on you one day. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, we have to get you and Susan together. She's super competitive. It's wild.
It's bad. I wish there was like a way to turn that off.
It's hard. It's hard to. But yeah, man, let me know. I mean, I'd have to know in advance, so that's the only thing.
It's every Thursday. That's
well, right, but if you need a sub, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or are you always like kind of short somebody, or are you just
typically
like, if I showed up, you'd just cycle me in? Or
I mean, my friends are very good friends where two of them are coming from Prior Lake.
Oh, my God. That's like an over an hour
over
drive,
an
dude.
Hour, yeah. During like rush hour.
Wow.
Yeah, two are coming from Prior Lake. Two come from Rogers. Isn't too bad, but still, that's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's usually missing someone. But
well, I might just plan it and just be there. And if you can cycle me in, cool. And if you can, I'll just sit and drink NA beers and watch you guys.
The only problem is, I don't know about your evenings, but it's like the games can go 6 to 8, but we don't know until I think like the week of or like a couple days before.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh. If I'm there, I'm there, dude. It doesn't matter if I'm there till 8 or midnight.
Sweet.
You know what I mean? Because it's just like, I just have to let my wife know, and then she's has the understanding of that she's taking care of
You're the volleyball everything. Captain.
Yeah. And I'm out having fun. You know?
Love that.
And then we reciprocate, right? And then I'm like, all right, your turn.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Side note, I have my unlucky socks on, apparently.
Unlucky?
Yeah, we didn't kill this morning.
I was going to say, you preemptively went in wearing unlucky socks. No. What are you thinking?
No, I forgot my low-cut socks, so here I am still wearing darn tough wool socks. Like this weird blue.
Your
with the
feet have got to be on fire.
Oh, they're pretty warm. They're pretty warm.
Is there a rocket on there? What's on there?
It's a campfire, actually.
Oh.
Is it?
That's a porta-potty shooting out like a rocket, dude.
What's going on there?
They always put really wild graphics on their socks.
Yeah, that is what it is. And I also hunted in my New Balances today.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So you and Julius Randle are the only two in the world sponsored by New Balance.
Yep. They're quite comfy, man. Yeah, I was ready to scoot across that field if I had to.
For those...
White New Balance.
Yeah.
For turkeys.
I know, but when we were walking out, I was like, okay, whatever. I guess it doesn't matter. But at first, I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
They were glowing.
Yeah. And I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty dry. Should be fine. Yeah.
I thought about that, too. The grass is going to be wet, but whatever. I've done it in cowboy boots before. That was dumb as hell. My feet were so cold, man.
For our listeners that don't know that Julius Randle reference, he plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he has had a rock star season since he came back from his recent injury, and he's been getting a lot of flack for doing so well in New Balance shoes, because everybody else is like Reebok, Nike, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what that reference is.
New Balance has been on a come up. They've been really hitting the... I mean, they've always been pretty staple in baseball for classic cleats, but... They've been doing a lot for baseball, too, so I should probably wash these, though. It's pretty disgusting.
And for dads, I mean.
Dude, every week when I mow my yard, it's my New Balance. 380s get the ladies.
That's funny.
Or is it 680s? I think they're 680s get the ladies. Yeah. Yeah, they're green as heck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I always wonder when I'm out there mowing or, like, weed eating, what do my neighbors think? Do they think I'm just an idiot, like, wearing these shoes? Or do they know I'm just, like, trolling everybody? Like, some, like, late 20s dude wearing, like, the literal dad shoe New Balance mowing his yard.
So you got to have four pairs, I think it is. I think you've got your – they go through phases, right? So you've got your pair that you use for yard work. You've got your pair that you use for just, like, general work around the house. You've got your pair that you wear to work, and then you've got your pair that you wear to like funerals and weddings.
Yeah,
they're all the same style.
They're all the same,
but they're all in like, and then as your everyday shoes start to wear out, those turn into your lawn shoes.
Yep.
And then you just work them down the line, man. You just keep recycling every time. So as soon as you need a new pair for the funeral or the wedding, bam, you get a nice shiny new pair, cycle them out,
dude. They should make I feel like everyone's making, like, a slide these days. They even make, like, golf slides, like golf shoe slides.
Really?
They should do, like, a dad shoe slide. that look goofy. You're like a croc version of the dad shoe.
And you can't, and you don't wear socks, so then your toenails are just green.
Oh, God.
Anybody who gets cringy with feet, you're welcome.
Yeah, that's bad. Yuck.
Well, anyway, this conversation got completely random.
Yeah.
Well, but that's what it was intended for.
Turkey hunting sucks. No tags for me.
Yeah, I got one more day, so tomorrow morning I'll give it another try, but it's most likely just going to be a trip out to get my blind and pack up and be done with that for the season. I wonder, I should ask Johnny if I should pull his blind too. I may as well.
That's a sad realization, I feel. Like at the end of the season, like today, the walkout is just like, damn, this is it.
I know.
There goes a year of my life. So, yeah, next year it is.
A year. Yeah, I get the same feeling when the Wolves got knocked out and when the Wild got knocked out too. You're just like.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Hey, we still hold the record for not having a championship. 34 years.
I was going to say consecutive longest time.
Yeah. 34 years.
We're good, man.
And the Wolves have never had one. The Wild have never had one. The Vikings have never had one. Mm. Twins, 1991.
Yeah. I was going to say it's, 34 years.
Unless you're a women's team.
Yeah, the women's team.
Dominating everything.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, there's got to be some whack sport, like curling or something that, like, we've at least
won. But, yeah, because I think the women's hockey just won the championship.
Probably.
And then, yeah, I don't know about the Lynx. I don't know how they do. I don't. I'm a fair weather fan when it comes to basketball. I only start watching when the playoffs hit. Wild, I pay attention to, but I can't afford to. I shouldn't say I can't afford, but it's annoys me that I can't just pay for like one service to watch all the games. I have to have cable TV and like 352 channels that I'm not going to watch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have to own, like, six different streaming services. It's really annoying.
That's me in baseball. Like, why do I have to pay for it? Just make it public TV.
Right.
Like, football is, and golf is. Well, I'm probably the only person that watches golf, but no one's relating.
I watched some of the Masters. It was entertaining. Yeah. But the... You know, even so, I had to get Sling TV so we could watch all the games for the Timberwolves. And I'm usually not that into it, but Coda's really into basketball right now, and my wife too. And so we're kind of trying to, you know, have this family time together or whatever. But you pay $45 for a month, and there's still commercials.
Yeah, right.
What a rip, dude.
Yeah. It's 2025. We shouldn't be watching commercials.
We're like going backwards.
Yeah.
We're going backwards. Like, I just saw a thing, too, about how Uber now has a service where it's, like, there's static pickup locations.
So, like, and they're just always there.
And they'll take you to, like, a specific other location. Mm-hmm. Metro Transit? It's a bus.
Oh.
Why are we going that direction? Why Uber? What's the point?
Yeah. Because, yeah. The one is free or at least very cheap. The other one's like twice as expensive.
It's like everything went to an advanced level and now they're like, all right, we're going to go back.
Stoop back down.
20 years.
Get business, right?
Anyway, so that's what grinds my gears. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say. So there goes a year of your life watching sports. I'd say this year is a success, though, as far as like, because I was talking to Brian this morning and I was like, you know, this year probably could have been different for myself, but I was really trying to get Katie a bird, and so it's just like kind of the same thing as volleyball. I'm just like watching it all unfold in front of me. Like,
yeah.
Like, that close so many times. Like, I mean, the story's on another podcast, and I'm just like,
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it was good for her, though. She got to really get that feeling, the itch, that feeling in your chest when they just absolutely blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a success in that. That's a win in that column. So.
Yeah. And and our group, like as a whole, did pretty well. You know, Damon, Griffin, Joey, Jeremiah, Daryl. Who else am I missing that had some success? Danny? I mean, I've seen a lot of other birds from other people too, from other partners of ours.
The landowner.
Yep, his boy.
Yep, his kid.
Yeah, it's a good. I mean, for the most part, it's good.
Tommy.
Yep.
Tommy killed as well. That was more recent, but yeah.
And his son did too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drake's a freaking killer.
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't even need to mention Matt. I mean, I'm sure he's probably already got 12 birds. Yeah, Dykes doesn't count. Yeah, he usually texts me when he kills birds. I haven't seen much, but at the same time, I don't know. Maybe he's a little leery.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much everything we have to talk about right now. Hopefully we'll have some major updates next week. And
about what, Ricky?
Just some business things. Yeah, just some things. We'll, cool, man. We'll get into that. You know, we'll just have to make sure that y'all chime in and stay tuned to what's going on. Obviously, the contest with the Dialed collaboration that ends next Friday, and so we'll probably do some sort of live giveaway or some sort of live announcement. So we'll kind of give some more details on that. And yeah, that's all I got, man.
My brain power is just sliding right now. Keep in mind, I'll be gone Thursday.
Okay.
And you're gone Friday, so whatever we're talking about will be early next week.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we get good news early.
Right, yeah.
But worst case, we can talk about what's coming up.
Yeah,
so exactly. It's fairly relevant to another podcast. I don't know if I can lean that far. I'll look like I'm just rubbing up on you. it's fairly relevant to one of the last podcasts with Frank.
Yeah.
What is going on? So, mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll be exciting multiple year. Things. We've got multiple things coming up the pipe here that we're really excited about. So stay tuned. And once again, thank you all for joining us. If you want to see the video version of this episode, make sure you head on over to the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. And with that, we're going to pack up our bows.
And head to the range.
And arrows.
I'm going without the arrows.
Have a great day, everybody.
Peace.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerized branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.